Encouragement through transition. I know that a lot of us is in this transition period. Some of us is in the isolation period. And you're like, where is God? What is going on? But I wanted to give you guys encouragement because I know how it is. And you can, a lot of people quit during this season because you don't hear from God, you don't see God, it seems like nothing is going on. But realize that God is still working behind the scenes. So one, you have to be mindful of what you say. If we read or learned anything about from the Bible, the promised land, you know what I mean? That was an 11-day journey, turned into 40 years. Be careful of what you say. If God promised it to you, it is going to come to pass. I know you don't see it right now, but he's working things out behind the scenes. And not only that, let's think about other examples in the Bible. Think about David. David was anointed king. We know that story. But what happens after? He goes right back out into the field. And so, if I'm not mistaken, it took him about at least 25 years in order to be king. Imagine, like, hey, I'm king and all this other stuff. And you're like, what, 25 years? But in those 25 years or in that time, God was grooming him. When he went back out into that field, that prepared him to slay Goliath. And that is what God is doing for you in this time period that you may not hear from God or anything. I know for myself, God has been preparing me during this time that I have been in transition. It was 10 years ago that I remember I went to church and it was prophesied over me that people would be blessed by watching me. So at the end of the day, there has been bumps and bruises and I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, it seems like nothing is happening. God isn't anywhere or anything like that. But at the end of the day, God has been preparing me. He has been getting me together for whatever is next. And so that is the encouragement that I want to give to you. I know that you don't see anything. I know that it feels like God has left you, but he has not abandoned you. You are coming out of that pit. And some of you guys, you're out of the pit and you don't even know it. Because sometimes it's even our mindset. We're not even realizing that we're not in that same season that we were in previously because we're still mindset-wise, we're still thinking that we're there. It's like God up there bringing you out of the pit and you're in the palace, but you keep thinking about the pit. That's where a lot of times where people get messed up. It's like, oh, well, I'm in transitioning, but you don't even realize that you're actually out. You've asked God to get out of that relationship. God got you out of that relationship, but mentally you're still there. I remember years ago, I ended up going down to Georgia. I moved down there. I do have family there. But the whole time I'm there, I'm actually, you know, talking to my family in New York. And so I remember my grandmother, God rest her soul, she was like, you're physically in Georgia, but your mind is in New York. It's like I wasn't basically present where I was planted. And that is the same thing what may be going on with you. I'm not discounting or discrediting anything that you're going through. Because I know it is hard in the transition and isolation period. But realize that God is silent because he's still working. He's working on you. There's parts of your character that has to be moved. There's parts of your attitude that has to be changed and shifted. So you might be going through these things so that you have this experience, so that you do not carry these things into the next season. And that is what God is doing. So please, I know it's hard, but please be encouraged right now. Don't think about I'm in transition or I'm in isolation. Realize or just say, God is working on me. God is bringing me through, because that's exactly what he's doing. He's bringing you through. You don't see how it's happening, but it is happening. I realize even certain things in my life, I'm like, it was like as if God was silent, but he was still working. There was still like a test somewhere around there. There was still something that I had to do. There was still something that I had to learn. And I was like, man, I thank God that I went through that. Because what is worse is, think about it. Go through it now where no one sees you. Because the worst thing is when you get to where God is sending you and you have to learn that lesson there and you have to fall all the way back down. No, let's learn whatever lessons right now in the transition, in isolation. So when we get to where God is calling us to, we are so happy. We can really fully enjoy those moments. Why? Because we already went through all of the pain and hell in the past. So while you're in your isolation period, while you are in transition, don't get discouraged. Know that God is with you every step of the way, even if he's silent. If he's silent, he's still working. He still has his hand on you. The point that you have woken up every morning, he is woken you up for a reason. He's woken you up because there's still more that you have to do. Whether you're in transition or whether you are in the palace, you still have work to do. And then it's also the point too, just to put that in there, just because you're getting to the promised land, or just because you're getting or have gotten to the palace or wherever God is sending you, don't mean that there's still not work that needs to be done. And that is why he's having you in this transitional period isolation to prepare you for where you're about to go. Because what we have always heard, new levels, new devils. And so at the end of the day, God can't have you with that same old mind state in this new place. So please be encouraged. God is still working on you. He has not forgotten about you. He has everything in this place. Or basically, you're going to be at the place that you need to be at the right time. You got this. Stay encouraged.